Hey, what's up, everybody? Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friend's music record shop. Find them down in the Grove at 4191A Manchester Avenue, located right between the demo and the ready room. This Friday, an all-new music happy hour with new records from Rush, Kurt Cobain, Montage of Heck, Earl Sweatshirt, Ryan Adams, 1989, Humphreys McGee, Sam Smith, Anthrax, Mac Miller, and all sorts of other stuff. So come out, get you some new records. Live in-store performance this Saturday, December 12th, with Mitchell Ferguson and Nicole Grace. That's sponsored by Four Hands Brewery and the Gramophone. 2 to 4. Find them online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, musicrecordshop.com.
This is Sean.
This is Josh.
It's Danny from Brotherly and the Leather Jackals.
And this is Dan Johanny from The Wilderness.
And this is Bobby, also from The Wilderness.
This is the Rock Paper Podcast, dude.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast with Shane and his guests. You will listen to what he says.
Shane will drive to your house and bring you brownies and talk for
yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, episode 146. Coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri.
Shaw Boulevard.
Yeah, hanging out in Danny and Josh's new place. So,
rat hole.
Yeah.
Rat nest.
Joined by the guys of Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals and the Wilderness. And these guys all have a big show coming up Friday, December 11th, Blueberry Hill in the Duck Room. Great spot. Mm-hmm. With our friends, the Manus Brothers, and River Kittens, also. Mm-hmm. And Blackfoot Gypsies.
And the Wilderness.
Yeah.
Wow, big lineup, yeah.
Yeah.
Big lineup.
Yeah. I'm very excited for this show. I'm excited to see you guys playing live again. It's, you guys played that party at, as a duo, the in-store
music record shop. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
For GrowFest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Because Sean, yeah, we normally have bass, drums, guitar, and we do that a lot. We've done that for the last year straight, and then Sean had a wedding.
Yeah.
So we actually had two shows. We played the night before. Sean got married,
everybody. Finally tied that knot, huh?
Finally.
Yeah. We did two shows, though, as a two-piece, which are, like, fun, but kind of just weird, but they're really fun.
Sure.
But yeah. That's how the band
we missed Sean.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it was a brotherly show. So.
That was a good party, though, man. I had a lot of fun watching you guys in Delta Soul Revival also was joined us.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, those dudes were rad.
Yeah. Yeah, they, you should see the full band of them, too. Like, they played as a duo as well,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, they're great, man, and, Big things are happening for Tyler as well, and so yeah. Anyway, so yeah, it's been a little bit since I've seen you guys play, so I'm excited to get out and catch another show, and this will be a good one. So
yeah.
So we got the new EP. This is what we're partying for. The new Boredom Leads to the Bottle EP.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's very
pretty accurate.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's The whole thing works out. The I don't know. It's kind of comes full circle because the song is written about Blueberry Hill, which I mean, Josh, you can give a real explanation because Josh wrote it as an employee there. But
Sean
and I both
work there.
Yeah,
and so on the slow days, you know, when you're there and you haven't had a table for 3 hours, and you just see that beautiful, beautiful bar with all those things that'll help the time go by.
Best
people,
so, yeah.
Bartending,
you get double
all
what
friends,
you want.
You know?
Everything else just
yeah,
too strong.
You know, they always like give us the look, like, you know, hey man, you're just as slow as we are at the bar. Do you want to like,
yeah,
you want to shoot one with me real quick? Man?
We started
just
coming up with the phrase of, hey, do you want to be somebody?
You want to be somebody, man? Be somebody. And then Josh wrote in the lyrics of the song, yeah, but it was like an inside joke, so I decided to
change it, yeah.
Our whole thing with at Blueberry Hill, you know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we definitely like drinking, and definitely like drinking when we're bored, or when you have so many things to do, you know, you just have to drink, and
the way that I kind of look at it too, the way it translates for just what's going on in all of our lives, like as just local musicians working where we work, mostly industry people, night jobs, and being in a band, you're always out at a club, you're being social, and there's always booze, it's always around, and it's just like so many of those nights that are just, it's just blurry nights, and they're some of them are because you're bored, and most of them are a good reason, like for holidays, and or maybe it's just a random like. There's like cheap drinks on Tuesday night, wherever. But
or maybe, the Wilderness and the Manus Brothers are playing at Delivery. You know, Murder City Specials.
Right.
You know, you get a beer, shot, and a cigarette for $5.
That is,
you go there with $20, and you leave in a happy camper.
Well, and in the last year, we got to just be tight with all these bands. Like, when we played the Whiskey War Fest, which is the Manus Brothers festival they do every year. In the last year, our band, Brother Lee, has met, I mean, literally everybody involved in this show, and then some. I mean, there are at least four other bands that we were wanting to put on the bill. It's just not realistic. We can't have a 10-band really show.
You can't just have, like, a festival.
it's just not
on a Friday night.
That would have been fitting.
Yeah, 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 all-day party.
Yeah. But since then, we were just like, I just had, I remember me personally having such a good time with that group of people. Just, I mean, mm-hmm. everybody that makes up the Wilderness, the River Kittens, the Manis Brothers, and the Manis family is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So extremely supportive.
Yeah, like, so it's just like not only, a family, you know?
Not only supportive of their kids, but supportive of all of us as well.
Yeah,
like, they're, I mean, they're out at shows all the time.
They're definitely the kind of people that just bring it under the
Mark Manis was starting the little like pit over at the set. Like he pushed me like twice and bumped out of his head. What's going on, man?
Like, damn, Mark. Mr. Manis, take it easy. Yeah.
I'm talking to Tammy and she's like, he's the worst of them.
Tammy Manis.
Yeah. But like, it's just, especially, I didn't know, I mean, I didn't personally, we, as a band, we kind of discussed who we would want to, if we could, you know, what's the best case scenario. This is all just idealistically. This is before we booked it, before we recorded. It kind of just all happened within like 5 months, 4 months, like since the summer to now. And the spots, the bands, it's just like, I couldn't be more
excited. This is exactly what we wanted for so long, and everybody agreed to it. Everybody that like we'd love to go out and see personally, it seems like less of a show about us, but more like a collective effort. Like, hey, these are all the bands that inspired us to like really like hammer it out too, and we love to see live.
Most
like,
definitely.
I couldn't imagine a better bill. It's like everybody that we asked to play was you know agreed, and we just lucked out really hard with it.
But well, there's so much going on this month. What isn't happening in December? There's nothing but like, and you got the Pokey Show for New Year's. And then there's a
Which
dozen
also
other shows.
The River Kittens.
Yeah. And I had no idea they were on that bill, and it's just like, The I don't know, everybody's buzzing in their own way, and then we kind of just put it all together. I think that it's just going to be just wild, man.
Yeah.
The Duck Room is just going to blow up, I think. I mean,
it's going to
be the last show at the Duck Room, because we're going to melt them.
The place is going to burn.
So get out if you want to see Blueberry Hill.
That's a great venue, dude.
It's so good. I didn't know. I've only lived in St. Louis for like 2 years, and I've played two shows there, been to maybe two shows there, but the sound on there is just so good.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
I was just there a bit ago for a comedy show. They got the Mountain City Comedy Duck Comedy in the Duck Room.
Kenny Kynes.
Yeah, Kenny was
the finest man in America.
Yeah, Kenny's great. He'll be on the show next week. So
awesome.
Love that dude.
Awesome.
But yeah, like hopefully you guys don't tear it up too bad because I promoted a show with my friend Joe Murray who's headlining there on the 12th. So so hopefully there's a little bit of stage left.
Yeah,
for him.
We'll leave some scraps.
We'll leave some scraps.
Okay.
We can do that. But so what looking. Comparing the two EPs out now, how do you feel like you guys have evolved on this playing as this lineup? This is Sean's first time recording with you guys.
Yes,
correct.
It is.
So what's what kind of different vibe do you feel on this one compared to the last EP?
You go first, man.
So this was just one of my favorite experiences being in the studio in general, you know, and I just got my 10-year this year as being a musician as well. So, and you know, like I was telling Dan and Bobby earlier, I even worked as a studio musician for a while. And this was my absolute favorite time of just being in the studio. It was the most relaxed, like rowdy, you know, and I definitely think it shines through on the record too, that, you know, we felt at home with it, and, you know, and getting to do it in South City, being about, you know, just the way that we live our lives and everything too. Like I definitely feel like, I became a much better guitar player since the first record too.
Yeah.
You know, Sean's never played bass before. So, you know, he hit his stride too.
Yeah.
And, you know, Danny just sucks all the time. So I think everything but Danny's parts are great.
I did hear about that. I got an email from Zach. Doing it with Zach Gibbons at his house. I mean, we're talking like the layout. You can't see this if you're listening to this, but it's a similar layout where it's just a house on the south side. It's off Cherokee, right by Details don't matter. It's right off Cherokee. And
his address is
PO box.
Yeah.
But you know,
he also
loves
swimming. And
it was just his house, and the way that he has it set up, it just feels like you're just doing this. And we got there super early, 10 a.m., which is so early for me personally. So that's like so early.
I showed up hungover.
And we just did a day long thing. I mean, it was basically just one big day of tracking bass, drums, guitar in one room. And that's something for me personally I've never done. As a drummer, in the past, we've done things that click tracks. The South City Blues EP with Carter from Suburban Pro, who has since moved to the South Side, but he was in Florissant for a while. But Bobby played guitar on that from the Wilderness, Bobby Stevens. We had Dylan Dowdy from Search Parties. He used to play with us. We had a saxophone friend who laid down a sax part. And then we had electric guitar, which is by Josh. Bass by Jared Dickinson, who was our original bass player. And then I did drums. So we had this big six-person production with a click track with, like, so many auxiliary percussions and backup vocals and... just like, it was just like, you know, you're excited to like, let's do this big thing, spend all this money and do it. And then this time around, we did three people for $300 in one day, 2 days.
Yeah.
Add guitar, little things later. And it was just like, totally just sounds like what we sound like live.
Yeah.
Super late act.
Kind of just figured that out. We got to put out a record that sounds like what you're going to get.
This was a much better translation of how we sound live than what the first record was.
Yeah. Right, I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, like when I listen to Elvis Has Left the Building, it sounds almost like a lounge version, like jazz lounge, lounge version.
Everything was kind of like, I think we've always been a louder kind of like, as far as volume goes, a louder band. That's just how I grew up playing drums. I don't know how to play them any other way.
Yeah, I don't know how to play
beat
guitar
the shit out
either.
Of
it.
That's just how I play.
Just
and or you know, it's kind of that was kind of like the spirit of it originally. When since it was just a two piece from the start, Josh and I practiced in my apartment in Collinsville in this like slum shit apartment we had.
Well, you guys have parties. You guys are rich now, so
we're rich now.
So
rich now in our new penthouse.
In our new penthouse. TV in the kitchen. But it's just super different. This entire... Everything about this record is different because we played these songs. Basically, how it went was we went through another big member change like we always tend to do. We have we just do that. People come and go for whatever reason. But that happened again, and so we wrote a bunch of new songs. And then instead of recording them right away, which we were going to do, we played them out for... I mean, I guess at least like probably about a year, because I just got a notification, it was a year ago that we played Belleville, and we're going to play Belleville again on the 19th, so it's been about a year or something. So we've been playing this whole EP, these new songs, for a year, and to go into the studio ready to like record that, you know, like it's just, as a band, we were really ready to record these, and we didn't do that last time. We kind of just, they happened and grew in the studio, and then we played them... Like, sure. We played them from the record, but now we kind of just recorded the way we play them live, and now it's no different. So
yeah,
the adjustment is nice, you know. That's
kind of how, you know, I brought up comedy earlier, but that's how a comedian will work, trying to get that hour, that 45 minutes or whatever, and get ready to record a special. You know, we'll tour on that for a while, and then one of the last spots on the tour, they'll record the special and put it out on DVD, and a lot of them, that's kind of got to, I mean, they'll sprinkle some stuff in, but they try to scrap that and start over with a new material and get back to writing a new hour, and so I think that's kind of a cool way to, like you said, how you guys described it, and how you, I mean, not that you're going to scrap these songs, but the same sense that you guys, you know, made sure these, you got it down real tight, and then went and recorded it.
That really helped, like, that we waited to record anything.
Yeah.
We just kept playing it out, like, testing some waters, and, like, can only practice so many times in a practice space, you know, and you know, be like, well, you know, to our standards, it's working right now, but then when you play it out live and really see people's reactions or see how you can... you know, have fun with it too, and then it just evolves into something entirely different. So had we recorded in March versus August,
it would have been
it'd be entirely different. Yeah.
It was supposed to be early, because I do the booking, and I booked like X, Y, and Z, and I booked a studio time and then a bunch of show dates, and it was supposed to And it ended up just being like, we were supposed to go the next day, and Josh was just like, the three of us, or it was just him and I were talking, and he was just like, dude, I think we need to cancel tomorrow. Like, just cancel it. And I was like, what are you talking about? It's like, dude, we need way more time than this. These songs are new. These things are... I'm just overly ambitious about the band in general. I mean, it's just all I think about and do every day. I mean, if we're not practicing or playing, I'm doing something. Booking this with you, talking to somebody about artwork, getting CDs figured out. It's just like what I love to do. So
yeah.
I'm always about like, let's do another one. Let's do another EP. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to try to go back soon and record. We have a few new songs we're going to do. So I'm always trying to think forward.
Sure.
But yeah, we waited, and it was just way for the better. I mean, the three of us are just so stoked on the way this turned out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to just, the three of us were sitting in the car like a couple hours ago, like we just got them. And I'm just like holding it. I'm like, yes. I'm like, well, I'm going to go put it in the car because this is probably, something's going to be wrong. The track list is going to be messed up or something. But like, it was exactly the way it's supposed to be, and it's here. And so now I'm just like,
so yeah. Dude, it's good to listen to the car.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I just,
car jams.
Yeah, I'm just ready to throw it all over town, man. Hopefully people just, we're going to put it up and put it out, but not for a minute. If you want to listen to it, just come to a show and you can, I'll give you one for free. You just got to come out.
Yeah.
So that's like the kind of the spirit of it. And we got some friends that have been around and listened to these songs for years. We have a song on there that was the first song we ever wrote as a two-piece 3 years ago. It's called Outlaw. And we re-recorded it. We demoed it like 3 years ago and then put that on there. So it's kind of fun to do that, you know, like... This isn't our first big record, but it's kind of like the first real EP. That's the way I look at it.
Right. It's our first tangible, you know, like we got the last one very half-assed, you know, but it was totally just to get people hip to it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like it was just a burner. But yeah, like, I mean, I tripped out today reading the back of it and, you know, like been in bands before to where, you know, when you release a record, it's great. It's a wonderful experience, but this is the first time in my life that I've ever been part of releasing a record of songs that I've written, you know, lyrics that I've written and everything too. And like, I don't know, I'm just very, very proud of all three of us for the way that it's all come together and come to fruition. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited, man. I got my copy here. I'm excited to put it in and crank it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, listening to it loud.
Play
it
loud.
Definitely where it's at.
Play it loud.
Don't be sober. No, you guys are definitely solidified. Like, the three of you are, I think, mm-hmm. just incredible together.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. And I think coming in, like you were saying, to this CP, it just...
Thanks, Bobby. Cool.
It just happens.
It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think being like a, you know, you had time to... come together a little more. Like,
sure,
the first
yeah.
one I could see is like kind of fresh still, you know. It's like
yeah. totally.
You know, I never
yeah.
sang or played guitar
right.
for a band,
right?
You know, and so that was
never
really
played
my
bass
first,
for a band.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Sure.
So
yeah.
All just
all
like
new.
First stabs
all
at
new.
It.
Yeah.
First
sure.
stabs.
We
yeah.
I think
yeah.
hardworking fellows,
awesome.
Man.
Yeah, just try to like have that like fake it till you make it attitude. But yeah, I mean, so much of this shit is just fresh waters, man. Like, I mean, we've only played out of state a handful of times. We're just a local band who finally has like a CD that sounds like what we sound like. So I'm just excited about that like foundation we can go from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From there.
Yeah. So
yeah, we're just poor broke musicians, and so
right.
this is a huge
yeah.
deal to us. You
such,
know,
this
such
is
a
like
deal.
Way more important to me than like Christmas or like. Dude, I don't care.
Yeah.
New Year's like
I don't care. Rich
and,
now.
Yeah, yeah. It's literally all I'm
thinking
about.
Happy birthday, rock and roll.
Happy birthday,
rock and roll birthday on Friday.
Right.
I'm bringing a cake.
Dan had a really good idea about Friday and bringing an ambulance just to park out
yeah.
front. You know, like, I'm trying to get Penny Lane, to, you know, get my
yeah,
stomach
we really
pumped.
Need it.
You know, like, it's going to be a good
I
time.
I better need an IV.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Gonna get a little wild,
and that's gonna
yeah.
be before the Manus Brothers set.
Right.
So if you don't, if
yeah.
you don't care about the music, you can at least come for that.
Yeah,
right.
yeah. dude. Yeah, the lineup is so great. I'm so excited. Like, it's yeah. Like I said earlier, it's not even really about like CD release for me. It's more like, oh, I get to see these great bands
yeah,
play.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh yeah, we have to play, but
exactly.
I'm like, oh shit,
sure.
you know, like every. Every band is just so great. The River Kittens, Wilderness, you know, that we've played with
mm-hmm. countless times, right. you know, boys, yeah. And then Bananas Bros, Blackfoot from Nashville, you know, these are all the bands I go out and see.
And to have it at Blueberry, I mean, we even got to, like, pick out the sound guy and on the bartenders. And so, like, you know, it's just going to... It's gonna be my favorite show of my life.
Yeah, home field advantage.
Home field
like
advantage.
Knowing everybody,
like
we can
thing.
Do some special
yeah.
things
yeah.
that other people can't necessarily do. You know, at a Blueberry Hill Duckroom show. You know, all these touring bands and such. But
it's nice to be able to go to your work too and do this kind of thing because you're like. Hey, I need all these days off for shows. Sean and I both do.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to have like a little payoff
sure.
to you know show like hey
yeah,
man like this is
good
this
point.
Is what we've been doing
yeah.
you know
it's
and everything too.
It's like a mom and dad come out and you're like see I'm not just
yeah.
like you kind of like it like
yeah.
you kind of
yeah.
like
yeah.
it like,
right I know
pretty good right
yeah. Minnie and Craig and Leah are
yeah, yeah,
on the show
yeah.
my family
Grandma Frances Aunt Beck.
Grandma Franny's coming.
That's definitely that's like an interesting part of it too. Is trying to, I don't know. I still don't know how it's all going to work out. But we try to cater like a show where we can. It's another reason why we wanted to go to Blueberries. You can come out, have dinner. You can enjoy the loop. Like I'm from Illinois. Sean's from Illinois. So we definitely have like friends and family that still live over there that want to come out and then come out and enjoy the loop. Like I work in the loop. I work at Starbucks. Right there in the corner, so I'm right there all the time.
Shout out to Starbucks.
Shout out, yeah, just, you know,
please sponsor
corporate coffee is the way to go. But, to come enjoy the loop, and, like, there's just, I mean, we're just, I don't know, I spend so much time down there. It just didn't seem right to do it anywhere else.
Yeah.
My grandma said that that's where all the freaks go to congregate.
Where, yeah.
Yeah, my mom told me when she was living around here when she was a kid, and she's like, your grandpa used to take us to Del Mar to go look at the hippies.
Oh my god.
Look at all the weirdos. Yeah, right.
Go look at the hippies. There's some hippies over there. Yeah, I get the same. Man, anytime I tell my dad I'm going, you know, to Beale or something, you know, I'm like, he's like, oh, god, you gotta be careful down there, Shane. You know, there's always people, you know, and I'm like, I've been doing this for a long time.
Sure.
And
these are my people.
Yeah, I'm not completely naive. I know things happen.
Sure.
But, you know, it's just like the news will lead you to believe that just there's people like just as soon as you, hey, welcome to St. Louis, you know, you get shot and like, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like,
absolutely.
But I mean, I don't know. I've never had any single problem, you know, never, you know.
I've had my car broken into. And so where Sean's been robbed behind Manja.
That was fun.
Trying to be a good Samaritan.
That was fun.
I know. It was such a weird night. It was yeah. Whitney's birthday. Josh's gal. And all, like, it was like 20 of all my best pals, like, 30 feet away. I was just right around the corner. And then.
Oh, we all ran after the fact. After we all
oh, yeah,
we
everybody.
All
I just walked back. I was like, well, fuck. I just got robbed. Happy birthday, Whitney. My day's ruined. Fuck me, right? I gotta go cancel my debit card.
Right.
I'll see you guys at home later. Yeah, but they all ran. But
you tracked your iPhone and it was on like the MLK Bridge,
dude. Yeah,
like
they
that.
Tossed
yeah.
it. They're like, oh, passcode too complicated. Yeah, but either way, yeah, St. Louis has a bad rap, but yeah. Man, the culture here, you know, it's really
things like this.
It's really unbelievable.
That, like, this kind of shit
know?
Is happening. You should come out.
Music
and enjoy.
Scene.
A lot of people forget that we are a big music city. I mean, like you always
so
think
big.
Of Memphis. You always think of Nashville, you always think of LA, and now Austin, but, you know, St.
Yeah.
Louis, man, like,
yeah.
that's why our hockey team is called the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
You
know,
get it
like,
right,
yeah.
Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, right. and we're opening the Blues Museum and everything,
sure.
we fucking produce Chuck Berry and
yeah.
fucking Miles Davis, and, you know, like,
yeah.
did I
fucking
tell you,
right, you know?
I don't think I told you guys that the last time we hung out, but I live out in Wentzville, and mm-hmm. I share... The house I grew up in, I share a property line with Chuck Berry.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
I have Chuck's
awesome.
Out in Wentzville, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
cool.
So it was... my mom brought it up today, told a story to me, and she said my cousin got in trouble one time in school because she told her teacher that her cousin was related to Elvis Presley and lived next to Chuck Berry. And, like, the teacher didn't believe her that she was making up stories and stuff. I never met the man, but it's, you know, it's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
You ever hear him just, like, ripping licks over there? Like,
just echoing through the poppy lines.
Their stories, though, man, like, I mean, everybody's got a story, but talking to some older guys that I worked with and stuff that have been around Wentzville forever, they said they would go there to Chuck's house when they were in high school and stuff, and there would be parties at Chuck's house, and everybody would be like, they said it was like, you know, the neighborhood kids would like be in the front or something, and like the celebrities would be in the back kind of deal.
Cool.
And but my friend Charlie is telling me a story about like they snuck back there and something about Keith Richards like passed out in the yard or something, like, you know, which
that's a lie. Keith Richards never passed out.
That would be wild to think about those, you know,
yeah,
what was going on. That was right. You know, late 60s or 70s.
Oh yeah,
so
St. Louis, man. He's got a lot of grit.
Yeah. I got the opportunity to open up for him last year in my old band, and you know, it was like the first time ever in my life my family's been like, all right, Josh is a musician, here we go, you know, like awesome. But I mean, right, like when you really think about it, you know, that guy's the godfather of
sure
everything of what we do.
Yep.
You know, like,
yes sir.
And he hit it right. So I mean, it was just an absolute like honor to even, you know, be on that same stage.
Yeah, definitely.
And everything, you know. But
yeah, great. That was talking about the hockey team thing earlier. For I had that same as that conversation with my friend Will. He texted me one day. He goes, "Hey, you know, is there any good blues places around here? I want to listen to some blues." I'm like, yeah, it's like what I do every weekend.
Yes.
He goes, "Oh, I didn't even know St. Louis was the head of the blues or whatever." And I was like, we have a hockey team named after it. Like, that's how much the blues mean to St. Louis. Like, it's,
yeah,
you know, it's
right,
a
big deal.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, you know, yeah. I think some of those, like, there's no glitter in St. Louis. You know, it's,
yeah.
I mean,
there's reasons. Yeah,
gritty.
Yeah, it's gritty.
It used to be gritty, well, until the 50s, and then
right,
urban sprawl was like everybody left the city. But
true,
still plenty of great music.
But man, it's a lot of
To touch on, like, you know, the, I think kind of what you were segueing in when you talked about safety and kind of worried about where you're at, what time of day, where you're going, what part of town. But that's just like part of the spirit of like these kind of bands. We all play those divey bars, and we play, like, I don't know, given the fact that we had the option to pick where we wanted to do, which is a luxury we haven't really gotten before, the fact that we get to pick the bands and that people want to play at our show, that people want to, you know, like, instead of, I mean, some of these things were us reaching out to people, and then half of it was them reaching out to us. The music record shop in the Grove fronted everything for our EP, so like what you have is because
they made it happen. They believe in local music,
and
they
support the shit out of it. They want us to be a part of it because they're a part of the local music scene, and we are as well. So
proud sponsor of the Rock Paper Podcast.
Right? Yeah.
Hell sure, yeah!
Here we go. Dan and Mark.
All right. That was great about Growfest that day,
because
that was got us like plugged in there with Dan and everything.
So we had so much fun with Dan. It was like, dude,
so much fun.
I hugged him four times. Like, when I met him, it was like a small professional handshake. We play our set, hug, we're all getting a little drunk. A couple hours later, I see him, big old hug. See him at 1 a.m, like, after it all, a bear hug, you know? Like,
it's
just, good dude.
Just great dudes.
Just great dudes.
It's the fourth time I've seen you tonight.
Get
in here.
But that's just what it is. Like, we're all just so happy to see each other, and then we all have these... it's so great, because over the course of the band itself, which is about, you know, three into 4 years, we've got people like Bobby Stevens from The Wilderness who's played with us. So now, anytime that the Jackals play with The Wilderness, it's like... even, I mean, it's icing on top of the cherry. It's like, well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just old, like, reconnect. Yeah. Just, I mean, no, it's better. It's better than just, like, something else. I mean, it's just, when you get these relationships with these people and you get to be friends and you're all in the same boat and sure. You're all rooting for the same thing.
You know, we've all made out, so, you know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 On top of everything else. Well,
that
was good.
That happened right, yeah. Right. That happened earlier.
But it's just good, man. It's just good. Feels good.
It's, it's a little different, but it's a similar kind of thing going on too. It makes me happy to be a part of this St. Louis music scene as a whole. But like I mentioned off mic, some of my buddies are playing, you know, more modern rock, get played on the Point and mm-hmm. and stuff, and they're always over pops and things. But they there was a cool thing going on there too, like where, you know, just last night I was over there and they were all hanging out and it was like six bands and we're all buddies and we're all mm-hmm. you know, there to support all each other's bands and all this stuff. And it's right. Like, but there's so many, there was, you know, in that scene there's a lot of like battles kind of vibe, you know, mm-hmm. there's always always a competition thing, and it was fun to just like, kind of let it all out and like, hey, we're just having fun tonight, and this is a
yeah,
party,
totally.
And,
right.
And
right.
Totally.
And it's so it's great to see that like there's definitely a lot of community vibe building right now. Like
yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Oh, most
everybody's yeah.
And also, like said, yeah,
yeah,
like being a 10 year and now like in St. Louis, it used to be just terrible.
It's a competition.
Like, absolutely
cutthroat.
Nobody
liked
anybody. Everybody was talking shit on everybody.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was so bad, man.
But these days, it's
like these
any
days,
band that we play with, anybody, any musician that we meet, where it's a really small community of, like, you know, artists and musicians around the city. But once you, like, once you know one person, you'll meet everybody else from there.
Sure.
You know, it's
yeah.
That's how I've gotten to know everybody.
Town,
I didn't know anybody when I moved to St. Louis.
I think also, too, there wasn't a lot of rock and roll going on at that time. And now rock and roll has kind of all brought us back to, oh, hey, you know, we're in it for the same thing. Yeah. Kind
absolutely.
Of just brought us back down.
Absolutely.
St. Louis seems like a big, like, there's like a big metal scene and a big punk scene. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like a huge punk scene. And then... Like, it's really, I find it's really rare, like, that's why I enjoy, like, I don't know, what we're doing now, because I just don't hear a lot of bands out that are, like, just kind of old school rock and roll, or, like, and then...
Well, all the bands that
and then
you have Springsteen heard are going to be playing on December
11th. Like, I don't hear anything.
Never heard
rock
and roll.
If you
never
heard
rock
this,
and roll.
You guys are
one more
killing.
Plug, December 11th. Hashtag.
Hashtag sure open
mic. Yeah, it's a diverse scene, dude, and I think a lot of, you know, at this point in time... People like a lot of different kind of things too, so
mm-hmm.
it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
A lot of crossover with the genres too.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
I played in the hardcore and punk scene for years and years and years, and started a soul band
definitely.
For a couple of years, and
mm-hmm.
now doing a rock and roll band. But it doesn't matter as long as what you do is passionate and comes from some kind of depth. I grew up in St. Louis, and like
mm-hmm.
all this like love that we're talking about, I've always had like it's like a romance of like. You want to play the dive bars. You want the dirty corners.
Yeah.
You want that
yeah.
because that's where the history is. That's
sure.
where
mm-hmm.
the Chuck Berry stories come from. That's
mm-hmm.
where, you know, all the old blues and Gaslight Square and, like, all that shit. Like, that's what we want. We want to create our generation's movement of music and do it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're all in a community together and you're being kind, you can share, like, hey man, we're trying to go play Louisville, like, oh dude, we got buddies down there, so we'll put you up with them.
Yeah.
And then, oh, we're looking for Little Rock, oh cool, we have
great.
A Little Rock guy, so we'll talk to you about, you know, we can help you get that show.
Mm-hmm.
Just works better, and it's also more fun.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is, like we were saying, you guys were saying about this show coming up, or like the show at Delivery, it's like there's always 10 bands you want to play with.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you just book a festival?
Right.
Yeah. You know,
and then your friends show up and they're not playing. You're like, God, so
but
glad
see, that's
you're here.
What,
but
that's what Bananas Brothers are.
I would love to hear you play.
That
get
is how I feel about
I wish you were
Souls
playing.
Revival.
Yeah.
That Old Souls Revival show at Livery, like,
dude,
tripped
awesome.
Me out.
They're so good.
Yeah, they are.
I was sitting on, I mean, and I've seen them before, and I've met Neil and Pete and Jeremy, and I haven't met their bass player, but just... all upright, great dudes, and they're just like, but they're so chill, so humble, and like scary good
right.
that I was like a little
I think that
freaked
guy's,
out.
I think that guy's
so
name
good.
Is their new bass player. I think his name is Matt, possibly, but he works at Salt Horse.
Oh, cool.
So he's an engineer, and everything as well. Sweet. So like that's how he kind of like got involved with that. So that dude's just professional as fuck.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like really well, good at what he does.
It is some really interesting stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they're very interesting lead guitar players.
Yeah. I know. I know.
Awesome.
I was like, dude, fuck you. They're so
That's
good.
Beautiful.
I was like,
beautiful
man, I gotta
shit.
Go home and practice right now. I gotta do my scales right now. Yeah.
But I think that when I see every band, like when I watch Josh play, I'm like, god damn, that lick is awesome.
And did
you get that?
I feel the same way when I watch Dan play. I'm like, man, I just wanna go
See, and it is one of those things where you want to have 10 bands on your lineup. So in trying to from like a booking standpoint, I was trying to like try to approach it in like a clever way to like just be around, but just make it accessible for our friends, make it for family, make it for people that are in from out of town. So we're playing the 11th at the Duck Room, and then we're going to play the 17th and the 18th and the 19th. We're going to play the 17th at Treehouse, which is a vegetarian restaurant on Grand. But you go upstairs, and there's like a bar upstairs, and it's like not as much of a speakeasy vibe as it is kind of just like not really advertised. And we're going to play up there with Old Souls Revival, because I wanted them to be on the bill with us, but we just couldn't do it. So we're going to do that with them, which is going to be a week later. Still got the CDs. We're going to still be coming off that like feeling of the new thing. And then we're doing the Layla Takeover on the 18th, which is like, I could not be more stoked for that, because we're there all the time. And Whitney, who's Josh's girlfriend, my roommate, she works there. And,
gotten way too good at drinking Old Granddad.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony Saputo.
Tony Saputo for just being a great human.
A great bartender, GM there. And
Tony.
Tony.
World-class hugger.
World-class.
You're talking about hugging four times a day.
Championship belt.
Whether you're having a bad day or you need like a spinal adjustment.
That dude got so many random stories with that guy, but he's always like, Tony, the first night that I met him, he closed down the bar and he's like, Sean, you've never listened to Jeff Buckley? And I told him I'm a big fan of like singer-songwriter kind of stuff. And you know, I hadn't listened to Grace, Jeff Buckley's album, I guess. Yeah. But he sat me down and he's like, all right, dude, I'm going to pour you a bunch of Old Granddad. Get you this beer. It's all in the house. We're going to listen to this entire album and just shoot the shit. And first night that I met him, I was like, all right, cool, man. Yeah. So we stayed out. I guess we listened to the whole album, but it was like 5 a.m. when we left Layla's. The first time that I'd gone to Layla's, too, and met Tony, and just like, dude, yeah, you're going to love this. And
change your life.
Your friends changed my life, yeah. So I'll just throw on Jeff Buckley, man, on a rainy day and be like, fuck yeah, I just want to...
It's a great record.
Boredom, man. If I'm bored, I'll just, just release the bottle, man. Oh, yeah, Dan, so you're saying, you know, about, like, having connections out of town, like, just friends of friends and a really close community. As we were sitting here, I just got a message from somebody in Nashville saying, like, hey, we're coming to St. Louis, my band, whatever. He played with Blackfoot Gypsies originally, I think.
Oh,
he was their first.
Dylan?
Yeah.
MODOK.
Yeah. And MODOK, yeah. And he plays, he's like, I've got a little side project. It's similar to, like, it's just rock and roll. Like, just now, just hit me up and said, hey, I saw that you played with Bruiser Queen last night, and I did that for the 12 Bases of Christmas thing.
Which was rad.
He's like,
Bruiser Queen!
Morgan adjacent.
A lot of applause.
But yeah, he, just from Bruiser Queen and just from, like,
big fan.
Playing one show, one song with them last night, he was like, hey, I want to play with you guys in Bruiser Queen, you know, now that you're in Bruiser Queen, I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, it was one song for one show. It was literally 3 minutes, and then I was,
That's a cool idea, though.
But connection.
It was
idea. Oh, such a great
idea. I was, like,
idea,
bowing down.
It was so wonderful.
From, like,
it was such a production and everything, too.
Yeah.
They had
so impressed. It's such a cool...
Kelsey McClure come out and do, like, she was kind of DJing.
Kind of the MC, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. MC, right. That's what I was looking for. Not DJing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was MCing.
She does comedy in the Duck Room also. So it's like, man, you can't get away from these people. Everybody is everywhere.
Connected.
And
you know,
I mean, you've met, you've gotten drunk with that person and you didn't even know.
And we
all
kissed.
And we all kissed.
And we all kissed.
Group kissed. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Just met Tony.
But, so Blackfoot Gypsies is like, that's also the really, that's a really big deal to me because I've seen them and known them for years. Now, I saw them two times, never really talked about collaborating. The band was still kind of getting figured out, and then...
When they came to play Plush, what was that, in 2013?
That sounds
and
right.
They played Plush for 10 people.
Sure.
And
they were... And
was including yourself?
They were originally a two-piece, and I myself working on, like, a two-piece kind of thing. I was so, like... I mean, truly influenced by that. That was one of the craziest shows I've ever seen. Matthew Page and Zach Murphy are the two main dudes from that band. And yeah, they're insane. They're blowing up. They're a four piece now. They're gonna come straight from Nashville to here for the show, which just blows my mind. They want to come all the way here for just that night? So that alone, and like they've played in the city, but they haven't really had the right. It's not been the right night, not been the right spot, but like.
So we're really hoping that this pays off for him.
Right.
Them.
I'd rather you come.
We just want to introduce.
Come soak up Blackfoot. Because you can see us in the city next week, but you're going to see Blackfoot.
Yeah.
And like, they're going to just keep getting bigger.
They're an amazing band.
If you want to see Blackfoot Gypsies, come out on the 11th, because it's going to be.
Great. Sure. Yeah, man.
Dude, I bought their CD and their shirt, and I know them, and I'm just like, can I ever stop?
I never buy any merch or anything most of the time. I'm just so. Gosh darn poor constantly.
Right. But we're rich now.
But that was enough. I'm still living under the bridge every day.
Yeah.
It's raining. It's going to be terrible today.
I bring you bread.
It's going to be a sad one. But I ended up buying a t-shirt and a vinyl record. I'm like, I ended up spending like $40. I was just like, you guys are so good.
Take
you guys.
Take
my
money.
You're so talented.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of the funny thing, you know, the merch stuff. Like doing this now, a lot. You know, you guys gave me the EP when I showed up here, and but that kind of thing. It's like a lot of people are giving me stuff, and I'm like, here, now I want to buy it. You know, I'm like, I'm trying to support. That's why I'm doing all this. I want to support you guys.
Sure.
It's like, if people give me free tickets, like. It's cool, but like
sure.
I also the whole idea of support is you guys got to get paid too, you know. If like, or, so I don't know. It goes both ways. I mean,
sure.
Shane,
we definitely appreciate
you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
In all the ways that
you
support us, otherwise,
little
than the dollar bill, you know,
a little
like,
care package,
and
a little thing here. That's I feel like that's the least we can do.
Well, I mean,
for me
to like buy a shirt for $20 or whatever, get you guys some gas in the tank to the next town or whatever it is,
yeah,
and,
man.
You know, that's not. It's not that much, but
yeah.
Support, you know, I mean, that's really all it comes down to. It's
right.
Backing each other, which is just, like, that's just the spirit of it.
Sure. Yeah.
And good. Again, going back to our wonderful camaraderie that we have in St. Louis, like, you know, like,
we're going to have an ambulance in the show.
Did you know anybody like this? You know, like, I sure didn't. You know, like, you know, there's so much going on now to, like, help promote local music and everything, and really has become an initiative to get it launched, and it's great.
Let's focus on these guys for a little while. So the wilderness, huh?
Yeah.
Wilderness.
I think
that's
there was a all right, well, good. That's
yeah,
it.
That's cute.
I'm trying to remember.
That's my Casio watch. I also found out that this specific model of Casio watch is most used by terrorists for car bombs. Yeah, so watch out, guys. Next time it beeps, we're all dead.
Stylish.
Yeah, it's like Russian roulette every time it goes off. You know. So anyway,
I think I might have. I'm sure you guys did something I see your name all the time at Schlafly Tap Room. There.
Yeah, we played there.
Yeah.
Brett
Underwood, big supporter of local music.
I think you guys did. You guys do a show together?
We
there?
Did.
Yeah.
It was in June. Right?
Yeah.
It was definitely.
It was a kickoff show. Yeah, you guys played with us and Andy Cook and the Wanderlings.
Oh right. Yeah.
Andy
Cook
was
in
there.
Yeah.
Such a great show.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. That was super fun.
The bass player. in Andy's band showed up wearing the Manus Brothers t-shirt.
Right, Zach. He's,
yeah.
And speaking of that kind of thing, too, that's I had mentioned to them that they're going into Columbus and we're looking for somebody, and I got a hold of Zach, and then Zach met the Manus Brothers. And they're like,
you rule. No, you rule. No,
exactly.
You rule. I love you guys. This is great.
Fuck yeah.
Just a big makeout fest.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was just, it's nice to see that dude, but then Zach came down and he was sporting the Manus Brothers shirt, all strutting his stuff in there. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I got a Manus Brothers shirt.
Yeah, so, yeah, right here.
You know, man, they're cool.
It's a polycotton blend.
So, yeah, we Brothers. We did that show together. That was a good night, too.
Yeah,
yeah, that was sort
of all night.
Really, really fun night.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What do you... Well,
they also played Whiskey War Festival.
We played Whiskey War Festival.
Yeah. Which was awesome.
Which was
so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were the, I think we were the first band to play, too. And
yeah.
Yeah, I think, on the inside. It was awesome that they asked us, and we got to play that and everything. Dude, that was such a good day.
I beat my hangover to your guys' set.
Right.
you're drinking whiskey and beer and everything at, you know, when you guys played 4 o'clock.
Right. Yeah.
Three or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or was it
early? It was like one.
You guys were the first ones that I saw. Yeah.
It was raining when we got there.
Yeah.
And the vibe was kind of like, if it was getting pushed back, how's this going to work? And your set was definitely the first one that was like, all right, now
we're kind of getting
this rolling. Like,
it was great.
I remember doing three shots during your set, and it was just like, oh, man.
These guys make me want to drink.
Well, I got dared by the Manus family. They said nobody has made it from, like, you know, the wake up, which is
when you start your day until the very end.
And I was like, all right, well, I don't think you know, this ego trip. You know, we're bands getting to know bands. I was like, I don't think you partied with the Jackals before.
I'm just saying,
like, we drink, man, you know, I mean, so I'm not that worried about it. And he said, all right, I'm talking the whole time. Like, and we go to my parents' house, we go to the Manus house afterwards. That is also included. I couldn't make it. I didn't even make it through all the bands. I left with everybody by like
half a go.
Probably about 9, because we played at like 4 or 5, and I didn't survive it. So he was right.
I didn't either.
I was
Bobby, you gotta take me out.
Yeah. Get me out of here.
I had some chemical substances that really helped me.
I'm peeing my pants.
I
couldn't balance mine out.
Yeah, I had to exhibit a large amount of self control because we were drove back to go visit.
That's right. Oh my god, that's right.
So like after I left, I had to drive for 9 hours.
Yep.
Happily, but it was really cool to go there and just be like, no man.
Which is probably why I got so bound.
I gotta
stay home.
Cool.
So,
I got
a driver.
You gotta drink Bobby's sherry.
I got the full experience. It was great. It was a great day.
I was very bummed I missed that one because I was in Troy, Missouri at the Ink Spot Block Party that the same day. There was like two great festivals that I wanted to be a part of, and they happened to be on the same day.
Of course.
And so it was a tough decision, but that's why I went out there.
Yeah,
that's all right.
So always plenty of stuff to do in St. Louis, man.
Hey, next year, man.
Yeah.
I'm on the street team this year. I just asked Jake.
Nice.
Cool.
Finally got accepted.
The Whiskey War Fest.
Congratulations.
Needs to get back. Because that is the most. Yeah. That was my favorite thing all summer, hands down. Favorite weekend, favorite show.
It was
my favorite day.
Yeah.
It was four days before my birthday as well. So that's like what I counted as my birthday party. I was like, oh, cool. I get to play rock and roll and drink whiskey.
My party! It's my party!
Birthday party!
Yeah, they're like, hey, hell yeah. This is like, that's what
Whiskey More Happy Birthday Josh.
Yeah.
Festival.
Yeah, it was hard to keep up though too because their changeovers were so fast. So it was just like,
because
it's like a thing. I want to see all these bands.
With three stages at the same, like, two at least going at the same time, and then inside it was two stages.
I was
back
like,
and forth.
Cut sets.
I missed.
You
know?
Yeah,
and
we're talking
like some people that I've
catch up in Brotherly and the Leather Jackals, The Wilderness, Shitstorm, The Manus Brothers. We had
Old Souls
Revival,
River Kids,
Barn Mice, Care Louise Band.
Was Billy Scott?
The old one too.
Yeah,
the old one.
I mean, Old Souls Revival,
Fat Tramp, Food Stamp.
Yeah,
right. And then
yeah, right. right.
From there, they had
Old Capitol Square Dance Club.
Okay. They had a Tennessee. They had a Tennessee band play though. Who was that? James Leg.
Ilphonics. Man, I caught Kevin in the bathroom like at the end of the night, like before we left, and I just love that dude.
Him and I
just kind of like had this like, oh my god, man, we're so fucked up.
You've been here all day.
Yeah. It's like we've been here all day. It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh my god, how are we walking? You know, like, I'm sure there was no real audible words spoken, but we, like, totally knew what, like, each other was saying, you know? I'm sure, like, to be a fly on the wall, that would have been the most fucking hilarious thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right. So, also, a bonus thing about Whiskey Wharf Festival 2 is there's a bonus track on the album that's not listed on the back sleeve, and I wrote that song at 4 o'clock in the morning after Whiskey War Festival, after I had polished off a pint of Jack Daniels when we got home to in the backyard, and again, words probably weren't real. I would have loved to have seen myself sitting in the backyard at 4 o'clock in the morning, like mumbling. But I wrote the song that is the acapella on the last on the last bit, and we recorded that in Chicago in the subway. And I was sober; these guys were really drunk. They didn't even remember that we did it.
Yeah.
And until I showed them like a couple weeks before, like we got all this press and everything, they're like, "Oh, we should put this like on the record." Like, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's one in the works as well.
One in the works.
It's a great song box. St. Louis to Chicago, vice versa. But we did it in the subway in Chicago. It was just a lot of fun.
Just waiting around at the end of the night. I think we were on our way. We were on our way to some random house party. We don't know anybody in Chicago. It was just us and we didn't have a car up there, so we were taking the train.
We were taking the L.
Friend. We were going one for friend, a musician. Yeah. It's called DIY Musician Conference. It's through CD Baby. And we had some extra money in like the band budget, and I don't know, man. I'm trying to make this like a little more of a fucking job. So I was like, maybe we'll go to this thing and we'll learn some things we haven't. You know, maybe we'll, if nothing else, maybe I'll inspire everyone else to look at it in a little bit of more of like a
business
sense, because that's 50% of the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. Just my background kind of leads me to that, and it was a lot of fun. And Chicago is great, and it's just like, there's so many things we haven't done. I mean, we've never toured. I personally have never toured. Been a musician for 13 years, but I've just never done it. And we're doing it one step at a time, but I like all these steps that we're making with all these people that we're making it with. And like, I mean, God, I don't know what we'll do after this month, but this month's gonna just be a fun one.
Well, I think, I think if we keep it rolling, man, we got, you know, the new EP, we got a, you know, all the people on this bill were, you know, like I said, they're all friends. 2016 could be a good year. You know?
Could be killer, man.
Yeah.
The year of everybody kissing each other.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every single day. XOXO.
Kiss and play rock and roll.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a good place to end this kissing and rock and roll.
Go hand in hand, don't they?
Happy birthday, rock and roll, this Friday.
Come out Friday, December 11th. $10 will get you in. You can see Blackfoot Gypsies, Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, the Manus Brothers, the Wilderness, and River Kittens.
It's an extremely high energy show, I would say. It's going to be awesome.
Wear your dancing shoes.
Yeah, wear your dancing shoes.
And your party pants.
Yeah.
Party pants.
Bring dancing shoes.
No sleeves.
Or no pants.
Bring an extra pair of
nudity encouraged.
Pants. Yeah.
All shapes and sizes.
Bring all shapes and sizes, baby. Bring cash, because you're going to forget your car there. Just bring cash. Yeah. Bring your car.
Yeah.
Doors at 7, shows at 8, and we'll have copies of the new EP at the show, so come get you one.
Thanks, Shane.
Yeah, well,
thanks, Shane.
Let's close this out with a couple of tracks. What do you guys want to play?
Definitely Bored and Loose in the Bottle.
I love Jesse. It's my personal favorite on there. Yeah,
we'll put those two on there then.
Cool.
If you guys don't care,
no,
not at all.
Spread the love.
Cool.
Yeah. So. check it out Friday. Come see these guys. Thank you, guys.
Boosh!
See you.
Later.
Rock, 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 rock